Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. This is Pastor Ulysses Morgan, and I am delighted to be with you on today, coming into your homes. It's a pleasure, and as well as a privilege. I'm so glad that you tuned in, amen, to hear this broadcast on today, and I believe that God is going to speak to your heart. I do want to apologize, amen, because we were not on the air for the last couple of Mondays. I've been in an accident, and you know, things were really a little hectic there for a moment, but I'm a little bit better, and we want to make sure that we continue to bring quality broadcasting to the Christians that are out there and anybody who's actually listening. But I do want to apologize for that. Hopefully we will not miss any other broadcast that we need to do, and if so, you can always still tune in and on our page and hear past broadcasts that we've already done. Glory to God. You can still tune in to Blog Talk and get some of those other ones that you may have missed. But we do thank God for being here, and we do apologize for not being on, but we want to try to remedy that and make sure that we will be on every Monday at 6:30 from now on. The Lord's will and say the same. Glory to God. I thank God for Jesus. Today we've got a great title for you here. And today's title is going to be what you were created to be. I am going to show you and mention to you exactly what God has created you to be. And if we operate in that mold, then God can make sure that the plan that he has for you will work out. So we are going to get ready to go into this broadcast right now to let you know exactly what God is saying to those of you who are listening to this broadcast at this time. I do not believe in coincidences, amen, or accidents. When it comes to Christianity, all things work together for the good to them that love and wait on the Lord. We thank God. Amen. So you tuned in at the right time to hear a word that God has sent for you. I dare not believe or think or try to get into my spirit that God has, amen, sent me to every person in the world. He said, go out and we should reach the world. But there are those of you who in whom God has anointed a person that he uses to answer your prayer. And I believe that tonight many prayers is going to be answered. Many hearts are going to be rejoiceful and delivered. Amen. And you're going to leave this broadcast after this 30 minutes blessed more than what you were before you tuned in. Now, be what you were created to be. Listen, we've got to go back to the book of Jeremiah. I've got to read that because I want to show you what God told him, and you've already heard it several times, but let me read it. Jeremiah 1, amen, and 4. And it reads as follows. For the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee, and before thou camest forth out of thy womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nation. Amen. I ordained thee a prophet unto the nation. Let's have a word of prayer, amen, before we go further. Father, thank you for this broadcast today and those who are listening to it. I know you're going to give them a word, oh God. And it's going to enlighten them, bless them, and help them to carry on not only just today, but the rest of their week and hopefully the rest of their month and year. This is a blessed year. This is the year of Jubilee. This is the year that many people are going to be jubilized. Amen. They are going to be set free. Amen. From debt, from illness, from whatever plagues them, you're going to do it. And we thank you right now. Help us to operate in what you call us to operate in, so that we can follow the plan that is already ordained. We ask in Jesus' name, amen. Now, God spoke to Jeremiah, and he said unto him, he says, before you were formed in the belly of your mother's womb, he said, I knew you, and here's what I did, Jeremiah. I ordained you as a prophet. I didn't ordain you as an apostle. I didn't ordain you as a pastor. I didn't ordain you as a teacher in the sense. I didn't ordain you for anything else except the prophetic ministry, which indicates that if you operate in any other calling other than what I've called you to be, then you will never receive the blessings or the miracles that has already been planned and ordained for you. Amen. So you have to understand these principles, glory to God. He says you have to be in the office of a prophet because it has already been established to you as to what to do. You see, what happens is with many Christians, your life has already been depicted by God, it has already been planned, and you have to operate in the calling God called you in. It is appalling, as I see over the 40-something years of being in Christ, 30-something, over 30 years of ministry, pastoring, glory to God, I see people, it just seems like that we love every office but the office that we're called in. I see that in the secular world. There are people who are great in certain things, but they want to pursue another career doing something else. And it's a struggle for them. It's hard for them. It's down, but there are areas in their life that they are a whiz at. But it just seems like the enemy will always point you in a direction that will cause you sorrow and not cause you to be successful in life. Because when you are successful, you can't help but to give God the glory, and he don't want God to get the glory out of your life. Amen. I've seen this. I've seen it happen. I'm careful about what God wants me to do and what he's called me to do. Glory to God. People have called me an apostle. They've called me, you know, a prophet. They've called me, but listen, that's good, that's well, maybe you see it, maybe it's for the future, I don't know. But one thing I do know, amen, I have the anointing of a pastor, and I'm going to operate in that until God shows me different. I'm not worried about being an apostle because I can only be powerful and successful in what he ordained me to do. And this is not necessarily in ministry. You could be in another calling. Glory to God. If you are, glory to God, a husband, or if you're a wife, or if you're children, or whatever, you have to operate in what your calling is first. Amen. You have to get into that place, because if not, then you are trying to alter the plan of God and go your way, and we pray and ask God to help us do things that we want to do, neglecting what we should be doing that he's already called us to do. I'm saying this because God's getting ready to bless somebody. He wants you to know, amen, what he has for you, what he's getting ready to do for you, what he has created you to be, amen. Because in him creating that, he is going to make sure that the system of this world falls in line with what he has called you to do. No weapon that will be formed against you will be able to prosper. And every tongue that lifted up itself against you, thou shalt condemn. Now, I tell you, I'm not just on this radio speaking this simply because I need something to say good to you. Amen. God has to give it to the preacher first. I had to come into the reality of this. I had to come to know this. I had to come to realize this. I had to come to find out what my primary calling is. Amen. And what my secondary calling is. And I have to operate in those things. Glory to God. Amen. Even if I'm a father, amen. If you're a father or dad or whatever, you have to operate in that particular calling. Amen, before you go any further with God, because that's your primary calling. You can't neglect one and be successful in the other. Amen. God will show you. He will do things with you and to you to let you know that you're out of line with what you're called to be. Now, look what he said here also. He says in the sixth verse, then said I, Jeremiah speaking, Lord, behold, I cannot speak, for I'm a child. But the Lord said unto him, fear not that I'm a child, for thou shalt go into all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. Jeremiah says, I'm a child. Now, when he said that I'm a child, I don't think he meant child in age. I think he meant child in understanding. Child, being a child, having a child's mind in the call that he's called in. He's saying to God, I don't know about what I'm doing in this calling. And God was saying to him, don't you worry about it. You just follow my lead. You just do what I've called you to do. You be what you need to be at home. You be what you need to be, amen. As you're preaching, you be what you need to be. I'll do the rest. Glory to God. Look at 7 verse. I can't get over it. He said, Lord, say unto the, but the Lord said unto me, he says, say not that I am a child, for thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, that shall you speak. So don't you worry about how to do it, when to do it, where to do it. I'm going to send you. I'm going to give you the words. I'm going to, because you are operating in my will, and I have created you to do this. You are going to be my mouthpiece. You are going to glorify me. You are going to show people who I am. You are going to allow people to see me through you. Amen. And you are going to cause me to move in a mighty way, amen, on the people. You are going to do it. I have ordained you to do that. Now look what he said in the 8th verse. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, saith the Lord. Amen. I am with you. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said unto me, behold, I have put my word in thy mouth. See, I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdom to root out and to pull down and to destroy and to throw down and to build and to plant. Glory to God. And to plant. Look what he says, and these are my favorite scriptures coming up now. More so, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Jeremiah, what seest thou? And I said unto I see a rod of an almond tree. Then said the Lord unto me, thou hast well seen, for I will hasten my word to perform it. I will hasten my word to perform it. Glory to God. God says, you don't have to worry about a thing. You just do what you have been created to do. Do what I have created you to do. And one of the main factors of what I've created you to do was to glorify me. You are an ambassador for me. Glory to God. And if I have called you, and this was in my prayer so strong the other night, if I have called you in this area, I will equip you. God, now, somebody listening to me right now, this is for you. God will not call you and not equip you. I know you've heard that probably several times over. But if he has put you in a place and called you in a place and gave you a position, amen, he's going to equip you with what you need to make sure that you perform that task greatly. Glory to God. You have what it takes. You don't go to the job, and then when you go to the job, they say, okay, you hired. Okay, you hired. You start Monday, and you go in Monday, and nobody's there. You see everybody around, but nobody's telling you what to do. Nobody's telling you how to do it. You're just standing there, amen, and you just don't know what to do and where to go and how to clock in or nothing like that. Now, if the secular system got enough sense to understand that if I hire you, I've got to equip you with what you need to make sure that you do the job that we hired you to do so we can be productive. If they got enough sense, what do you think about your Heavenly Father? If he has created you for something, he is going to equip you with what you need to make sure that you are prosperous in what he called you to do in order to cause him and his work to be glorified. He will not want you to glorify him and not equip you with what you need in order to do it. So many of you that are listening to me right now, you have what it takes. Now, I know some people look at me, they don't want to hear what I have to say. They may not like my voice. They may not like my way of preaching or teaching. It's something about me, maybe personally. You know, it doesn't matter with me because there are many of you I know that God has sent me to with this word. And it is for you. Don't. And this is another thing. Don't worry about people who are always criticizing you. Don't worry about people who are just critics all the time. Don't worry about people who always tear you down. Always remember God's got somebody that he's sending you to, and if that's the case, you just be prepared when you get there. There's a place that he's sending you to. Just be prepared when you get there. Well, Pastor, you don't know what I did. You don't know what happened. Listen, I don't care what you did, what happened. It's over. Ain't nothing you can do about it. You can't take it back. Glory to God. All you can do is repent, take up from where you're at, and move on and let God use you. Just make sure you don't do the same thing over and walk in the footsteps that God would have you to walk into. Let's look at Ezekiel. Ezekiel 37 and 13, and I've been reading this for the last week every morning. Look what it says. This is for somebody. Look what it says. I'm going to read it. Ezekiel 37 and 13. Watch this now. He's talking about these dry bones that was in here. Look what he told the prophet Isaiah to say. He says, "And ye shall know that I am the Lord when I have opened your graves and my people," amen, "oh my people, and brought you up out of your graves." Now notice what he said now. Notice what the book says. It says, "And ye shall know that I am the Lord when I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you up out of your grave." It didn't say bring you up. It says brought, past tense. Because God's going to do it even though it doesn't seem like it now. He's going to do it. And he says this, "You are going to know, and those around you are going to know that I am God in your life and in this world when they see what I am going to do with you. You were created to glorify God in this earth." My goodness. You were not created to glorify Satan. So quit complaining, quit crying. Stop making excuses. Amen. And we are good with making excuses. Stop making excuses. Put your priorities in the right place to make sure you're able to do what you're created to do by God and watch him move in your life. Amen. And he says, "I am going to use you in the area I created you to be." Amen. It may seem simple to others. It may seem simple to you. It may seem like it's ordinary, but somebody is going to see the anointing on your life in the area I've created you to be, and they are going to glean from it, and you, amen, are going to operate, and I am going to cause them to raise up by what they see in you. We have to understand this principle. When are we going to get it? When are we going to get it? The enemy is bombarding you like crazy. He's trying to get your mind off of what God has for you. He's trying to get your mind off of what he's already doing. He's trying to get your mind off of what he's already brought you from. He's trying to get your mind off of the primary duties that you need to be operating in. Because if you don't operate in him, he cannot bless you like he wants to bless you, like it's already been ordained to. He's equipped you to do it. Use the tools well. Use them to the glory of God. Because he wants to show the world that he is God through you. Ah, yes. 14th verse says, here's what else I'm going to do. "And shall put my spirit in you, and you shall live. And I shall place you in your own land. Then shall ye know that I, the Lord, have spoken it and performed it," saith the Lord. Those dry bones was there for a reason. Those bones was there. They were bones who were laid in the grave because probably of something that they did wrong, some ill things that they did, or some sin they may have committed or whatever, but God says, glory to God, there's grace and mercy, there's a time for forgiveness, and I am going to raise them up, and I don't care how long they've been dead, how long they've been idle, how long they've been sitting still, amen. I'm going to show my power in those who are looking at you and saying you will never be nothing, you can't be nothing, you will be nothing, ain't nothing in you, God's not using you, and God says, I'm going to come forth after a while and show the world what I've placed in you, and not only them, but you are going to know that I, the Lord, have spoken it, and I, the Lord, have done it. Oh, my God. We have to understand this principle. God's going to do it for you. Be what you were created to be. Look at this now. I want to show. I'm going to give you some other examples of what you were created to be. All right? You were created to be a sign, amen, to this world of love, of God's love in you. Don't react normal. It's God's love in you. Glory to God. God says, show the world how my love is. Show the world how forgiving I am. Show them, let them see that there are things that you should have been upset about, you should still be mad about, but you gave it up, you forgot it, you forgave, amen, and you are operating in my love. Show them, and they'll look at you and see, this got to be God, because of what all I've done to her and what all I've done to him, and he still says he loves me. He still shows forth that love. She still shows it. It's got to be God that's doing it. You were created for that. You were also created, and listen to this, to show God's prosperity in your life. The Bible says he takes pleasure in the prosperity of his people. Prosperity is not a sin. It glorifies God. Amen. Solomon was rich. David was rich. All the kings was rich. Amen. Somebody said, well, Jesus wasn't rich. He came riding a donkey. Well, in that day, that was the Cadillac of the day. Amen. But he was walking every way he went. Glory to God. He didn't have a place to live. But Jesus had to come for a specific task. He had to come as a savior. He has to come and operate in a position of the people that he were coming to save. He couldn't come sitting on the throne. He couldn't come in costly apparel. He came to let those know who were poor that, listen, you can make it, you can do it, I'm here with you, I'm here, glory to God, and I am going to cause you to prosper. I'm going to cause you to be what I've created you to be. Prosperity. Glorify him. And the prosperity. You were created, glory to God, for that. To be a sign. You were created to be a sign to the world that God can and will bless you. My goodness. I hope I got somebody saying amen somewhere. I'm a sign. I'm just going to tell you like it is. This is my mind. I'm not rich in a sense as far as it being in my hands. I don't drive the finest cars right now. I don't live in the finest of houses, but I'm content. But I'm going to operate in what God called me to be. And I know one thing. God, amen, has caused me to prosper. And this prosperity that he has already ordained for me to have is going to be a sign that God can raise you up from the lowest point. And it's going to be a sign that God is God, because people are going to see it in me, they're going to see it in you, and they're going to do like the song says, one of my favorite songs, my soul looks back and wonder how I got over. They're going to wonder how you got over as well, because you are a sign to God of prosperity. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. We have to understand that. You're also a sign of God for righteousness. Your righteous living You were created for righteousness to glorify God. You were created for these things. You were created to love. You were created for prosperity. You were created to live holy. Glory to God. This is your call. Don't let the enemy cheat you out of what God has already ordained for you to be. Amen. Oh, okay. Amen. So I want you to understand this. You were created. I've got one more. You were created also. And I was looking at my notes. You were created also to exemplify the power of God. You are created to exemplify the power of God. Watch this. Also in salvation. Amen. God saved you. God can save you if you're not saved. He can cause you to be in a position where you understand that if your life ended now, heaven would be your home. Satan has no more rule over you. When you give your heart to God, you were created for that. You were not created for hell. You were created for paradise. Adam and Eve were created for paradise. All of his children under him were created for paradise. The enemy got in there and threw a monkey wrench, but Jesus brought us back. This is what I have been created to be. Now I'm going to say this. Glory to God. Now that I've got this revelation from the Spirit of God, I'm going to do what I need to do to take steps of exemplifying God in these areas, because this is what he created me to be. He created me to have. He created me to do. He created me to be successful in. These are the things that I'm going to do. Amen. This is the thing that you can do. So you got to understand what God has for you. Can't nobody else do it but you. No matter what, you do good. I don't care who you are. No matter what you do good, somebody ain't going to like it. So don't worry about that. This is what Jeremiah was talking about, glory to God. And God was telling him, he said, don't worry about their faces. Just know what I called you to do. Don't worry about their attitudes. And I have gotten to the point, glory to God, I don't worry about the attitudes of people. Sometimes, you know, it catches your attention. And we all are human. I have a message on that. And we have to restrain ourselves at times. And it's not that you let somebody just run over you. Sometimes you got to take a stand. But when you know people are acting foolish and not operating in their primary calling and what God is calling them to do, don't get upset, because they're the ones that's going to suffer the consequences. Keep on going. Keep a smile on your face. Show forth the love of God in a situation where people look at you and think you're not supposed to be smiling. You're not supposed to be happy. You're not supposed to be joyful. You're not supposed to be giving God praise. The situation that you're in doesn't warrant you to give God praise. It doesn't warrant you to be happy. The enemy don't want you happy. He wants you sad all the time, because so as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. If your mind in the gutter, you'll stay there, but place your mind. Listen, your situation does not determine where you're going. Amen. I don't look like where God's going to take me. Glory to God. Amen. But I know it's going to happen, and it's going to happen soon, and it's happening for you right now. You tuned in at the right time to hear this message. Glory to God. Because whatever state you're in, amen, I'm here to tell you God's going to take you higher, because you're not created to stay where you are. You're created to give God the greatest glory and power that he can give you as a human being, and accept it, get ready for it, prepare for it. Amen. Also, Ezekiel said, and I don't have time to go in and tell you about it, but he said, prepare to move. Prepare to get out of here. Amen. Prepare these stuff for removing, because God is getting ready to shift you into another dimension. I thank God. P.O. Box 492, Cordele, Georgia. C-O-R-D-E-L-E, zip code 31010. If you get the zip code right, the address will come to you. P.O. Box 492. Write me, give me a word of testimony. Let me know you're hearing this. Let me know you enjoyed it. Until our next broadcast, my time is gone. I believe that somebody really got something out of this. Amen. Don't hesitate to react on what we talked about, on what you just heard just then. Talk to somebody else about it. Share it with them and be with us next week. Call a neighbor and a friend. Let them know we'll be here. So there is another word for you coming up. Oh, yes, it is. Until our next broadcast, I want to say God bless you and God keep you is my prayer. Amen.